We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 97.1 FM Talk. Oh, man. They have new headphones, and they sound weird. It's like part of what we do, but I use the same headphones all the time. They're, 15 years old?
Yeah.
And I found a brand new in the box pair, and I sound like I'm in a can.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'll get used to it in a couple days.
Well, to be fair, you've been using your old pair with only one ear cushion for the past couple of weeks, so
it's one of my OCDs. They're fine. They're $100 pair of headphones, Bose AE2s from the 70s.
Right.
But you know, I could go buy a $500 pair right off my taxes, but it's my OCD. No, these are the ones.
But I wonder if they sound right. You're just not used to them sounding right because of the cushion.
It's probably that.
So used to not having the cushion on, and now it sounds funny.
Going to do a couple of Elite Eights here with the sponsor of the Sweet 16. And every day from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., the Glover Highlight Reel, Skip Weber. And today's going to be fun. We're going to do the Elite Eight of movies that take place, at least importantly, it doesn't have to be the whole movie, on the sea, and then movies that take place in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pit them against each other.
Yeah, I think it's good. There's some good movies out there.
I like it too.
The other thing is, there's some of the movies that we always go to. But these categories actually brought out a bunch that we've never discussed, at least when I've been on. I think it seems so.
Good. I wish I would have done that too. I'm always the Sweet 16, I care that the audience is out there, but I do it for you guys. And when you say, the ghost of Mr. Chicken, and everyone goes crazy, it's this shot of serotonin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And if you say, the ghost of Mr. Chicken, and there's silence, you're
I totally agree. And that's why I always say, have you guys ever seen? But this is...
I don't care one bit what you people think.
You like to have good selections, and you know it.
Yeah.
Come on! All the times when we've made fun of something you did and you pouted the whole rest of the thing, don't tell me that you didn't.
By the way, are those cut off Adidas sweatpants?
No, they're just regular sweatpants.
Yeah,
they're
never wears shorts. It took me aback too.
They're regular shorts.
Throwing me.
Yeah, they're regular.
You thought
shorts.
He cut off Adidas sweatpants?
Dude, he wears.
I've done it.
He wears those exact, but with legs.
Yeah, the same stripes in it.
Yeah, all the time.
That's funny.
So he's going to keep getting them shorter and shorter until
it's hot.
Inappropriate. Skip, lead it off. Let's start with C.
I'm going to go with, this is the C?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with a movie that I was skeptical of, but I really, really liked it because it's from a book I really, really liked. And the cast kind of threw me off, but they did a great job. And that is The Hunt for Red October.
As soon as you said that. I hadn't thought of this yet, and I thought of Red October. I'm like, I'm going to go with Red October.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going Sean Connery as a Russian defector, but he was great at it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so skeptical of Alec Baldwin as Jack Ryan, which this was the only one he did. I mean, Harrison Ford 10 times better than Jack Ryan, but I think that Alec Baldwin was great in that movie, too.
Yeah, me
Tim
too.
Curry was, it was really, Sam Neill was one after the other. Really, really liked that movie.
I am obsessed with submarine movies anyway, so I like them all. Tones?
So it's not on the sea. It's under the
sea. Fine.
Yeah. Man, that was a perfect setup for one of mine, but I'm going to wait on it.
I know what it is.
I know what it is, too.
I know what it is. You might as well do it.
Okay, I'll do it now. Little Mermaid.
Yeah, there you go.
My favorite Disney movie growing up.
I also liked Alec Baldwin in that.
He played Sebastian.
But I did have my number one pick that I just sacrificed that I'm sure will not make it back around.
Oh, go really? Ahead and take it. You're wearing shorts.
No,
I don't care.
You're wearing shorts.
We'll do an Elite Nine. We'll just do an Elite Nine.
Somebody's going to put Jaws on, right? I mean,
I'm not because that's one of the ones we talk about every time.
Dude,
it's the first thing I thought about. We always talk about Jaws. It wins every time. It's so good. It's a great, the greatest.
It is. For all those reasons.
I was going to put on Jaws 2, The Revenge.
There you go. Let's put Jaws 2 on instead of Jaws.
How about the one where the mom is the only one left as she goes after the shark?
The shark follows her to the Caribbean.
And she says, you've been destroying my family. Jaws, the first one, is one of my favorite movies.
Jaws
2
movies
is probably, to me, like a 3.5 stars. Still pretty good.
It is. Yeah, I agree.
The other ones are so terrible.
The
SeaWorld one. And then this one.
And then the one where they follow.
The Jaws Revenge and Mario Van Peebles one. I mean, they're just awful.
I'm sure Mario Van Peebles is a fine man. Yeah. But anytime you see him, you're like, they gave up.
Yeah.
They gave up on the franchise.
Yeah.
He was in, like, Young Guns 8. Okay, here we go. Bring in Mario. I'm going to go the original Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Gene Hackman.
Really good. So good.
Here's how big a dork I am. Sometimes I'll go back on YouTube and just watch the scene where the ship capsizes. Yeah. You know?
And all the people fall.
Shelley Winters and Red Button. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
They remade that like 10 years ago, right?
And I think it's been remade twice now.
Mm. Has it really?
Yeah.
To me, that's like the... When I was growing up, that was one of the scariest things.
For sure.
I didn't see the movie as a young kid because it was too old for me. Exactly. But to me, I'm picturing the whole thing. 2 hours of people struggling to breathe underwater. I didn't realize that there was air pockets. You know,
when
I first saw it, that makes sense.
when I was like 12.
But I'm going, oh my gosh, it's terrible. How do they stay underwater for that long and all that?
There's a Pokemon episode. Where very similar to the Poseidon Adventure, but luckily they have their water type Pokemon to get them out of the areas that are.
Shelley Winters
the
is a water type Pokemon.
Exactly. She's
Alec
more
was
from
great in that too.
She morphed from Magikarp into Gyarados in the middle of the game.
I am gonna go with the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like it.
There you go. I do too.
That's a really good movie. I mean, they made a million of them, and I probably stopped after the third one. But the first Pirates is still great.
I agree.
I do too. I love it. It's filmed where we go in St. Lucia too. That's
nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
All right. So since we did Little Mermaid, I'm not going to do Finding Nemo. Those were two great movies. I'm going to go back to Submarines and do U-571.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, really like that movie.
Okay. Up against The Little Mermaid.
Well,
it's the same movie.
You could.
It
would be a great double feature to watch with your kids and have the kids fall asleep and then you go into U-571. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
All right, if we're banning Jaws from the list, which I understand, I'm not really banning Jaws.
I'm just not going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. So I will go with The Abyss.
Oh, yes.
I love that movie.
I forgot. I love that movie, too.
I do, too.
Really like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mary Mastriantonio, how you say her name, is a great actress.
Right.
She wasn't right for that part. Like, I didn't believe that he was that obsessed with her.
I agree.
Sort of like Helen Hunt in Castaway. Like, I would have stayed on the island.
Have you ever heard about the making of that movie? How horrible, how harsh the director was?
Yeah. Was it Cameron?
Not letting them sleep. It might have been, letting them sleep, basically abusing them, the tank that they were filming in. Like, something went wrong, and the water got super gross, and he still made them go in it. It's a fascinating, like, when they were done, they were done. A lot of the actors didn't go on the promotional tour, because they were so pissed.
So,
yeah.
I thought it was one of them.
But they all admit that it's part of the reason the movie's so good.
Right.
Is because it was so
It felt like they had the nitrogen narcosis or whatever. I think it was great because it's an example of, you know, it's about underwater aliens. But they're hardly in the movie at all. There's a whole other storyline with Michael Biehn going crazy and all that. And you, the very beginning, and then you had the little solid thing of water that communicates to them. But the rest of it is them interacting with each other, And then they solve the Michael Biehn thing, but you think the guys die, and then the aliens show up again. To me, that was a great double plot. Yeah.
Dude, he really does die.
Yeah, he does die. No, he doesn't. He doesn't die.
Evidently, Hitchcock was like obsessed with his leading ladies and just abused them. But on The Birds, he would use real birds with Tippi Hedren, and they would like claw her up and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And he'd be like, "You gonna go out with me?" And she's like, "No." He's like, "Macaque," you know. So yeah,
she's saying, so "Wait, didn't she not do any? Didn't she basically retire?"
Yeah. She did Marnie, and then I think she was
done. She did the. Yeah. The Birds sequel, like 20 years later.
Did she really? I don't know about this.
Yeah, it's made for TV. Yeah, made for TV. Okay. Birds sequel.
It is awful.
Were you joking, or was he trying to get them to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
He was married, but he had the obsession with the different blondes from Janet Leigh to Kim Novak to whatever.
Like, it's one thing to do that. It's another thing to add ordering a bird attack on top of it. Yeah. Like, kind of a vile person.
Like in the 50s.
Yeah.
Just be like, "Oh yeah, that's
it." Was exactly what Dave just said.
That's
Alfred. It was like you will you go out with me yet? Like, we have the shot, right? I don't know. Will you go out with me yet? No.
Yeah, they took like
wow.
We got all right, well then we gotta do it again.
Holy cow.
Yeah. You gotta do this terrible scene again.
My heart pick, which I won't put on because I'm probably the only one who's seen it, but Robert Redford in All Is Lost is one of my favorite movies. Really good.
That's the sailing one, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's a great
really good.
Yeah, that's really good.
This one can be on both lists, and I'll say Castaway.
Oh, yeah.
That's on my other
list.
I
like All Is Lost way more than Castaway.
Put it on. Unless these guys haven't seen it.
They haven't seen it.
I mean, I'm familiar with it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
I just didn't like the whole volleyball thing about it. What I did like about it is they talked about the.
I didn't like how he's lost.
I'm not talking about.
I don't like
I'm
how he
the Redford movie
had to make a friend for himself,
of,
so he didn't kill himself.
I didn't really like Castaway either.
Yeah, he sure was hungry.
I liked my favorite thing of Castaway is when they referenced the Tennessee Titans losing the Super Bowl to the Rams. That's right.
I saw it in the theater and everyone went.
Exactly.
That's great.
Has anyone seen The Life Aquatic with Steve?
Yes, good too. This could have been easily a whole 16.
Oh, yeah.
I got like 10 more.
I also had Titanic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Waterworld.
Yeah, Waterworld.
Life of Pi.
I haven't seen that one.
So which should I put down?
P.I.
Life Aquatic or Titanic?
I know. That was hilarious. I thought I was serious.
Exactly. I thought you were serious for 3.14 seconds.
Everybody thought I was serious with Waterworld, which I kind of was like, maybe it is a good movie.
I like Waterworld.
I kind of like Waterworld.
I loved it when I was a kid.
It was kind of like the beginning of the end for Costner for a little while.
I put Titanic on.
I love it as a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's kind of historically
I like when he buys that tomato plant.
Historically
my guilty pleasure I had on the list was Under Siege, but with Steven Seagal. Gary Busey and Tommy Lee Jones as the bad guys.
The lady comes out of the cake.
Yeah, yeah.
God. No, Waterworld was one pleasure that I saw as a kid, and I'm like, this is the coolest movie I've ever seen. And then you grow up and you realize it's the punchline.
exactly.
Okay, here we go. The Elite Eight of... Do I sound okay? Because in my headphones, I do not sound good.
You sound normal.
Well, thanks.
You sound like you always do.
You sound like you're normal talking into
your headphones. Yeah. Are not changing
you sound
your
like
voice.
You're normal
you're
talking
fine.
Through a trash can.
Why are you mad at me for saying you asked for reassurance and I gave it to you?
I don't know.
You sound great, Dave.
No, he didn't ask for. You didn't give it to him. You told him he sounded normal. You were supposed to tell him you sounded awesome.
You sound so good. Awesome. This is why you have your own show.
When someone's fishing for a compliment, The Hunt for Red October.
Combination of sultry sexiness and
those headphones are not. Doing you justice.
Testosterone, I think, is the
Hunt for Red October versus The Abyss.
Abyss.
Boy, that's
I
a
love
good
those two movies. That's my two favorites probably in the list. Yeah. I got to go for Red October. I just really like Connery in that.
I don't know that I have seen either film.
Do you like Sean Connery better or Ed Harris better?
I like Ed Harris better.
Well, then you'd probably like The Abyss better.
I think I'm going The Abyss too.
All right, there you go. Right.
Little Mermaid versus Castaway.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Under the sea.
I'll go Castaway because the Little Mermaid scared me so bad.
Don't tell him.
Ursula scared me. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, and I saw it one time when I was a kid. It scared me horribly.
What's it against? Little Mermaid and what?
Castaway.
Little Mermaid or Castaway?
Because she's evil. She's trying to steal her voice. She has the weird dress.
Little Mermaid. Of course. Disney had to change the ending because the original ends in a tragedy where she doesn't kiss the guy and she goes and she is trapped forever.
That's
sad.
Most of those fairy tales are pretty good.
Exactly.
Pretty nasty. And Disney fixed.
Yeah, Disney ruins them by making them fun.
Yeah, yeah. By giving them happy endings.
Poseidon Adventure versus U-571, which is a submarine movie.
Poseidon.
Yeah, Poseidon's better.
Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one, versus Titanic.
Pirates.
Yep. Okay, there's final four. The Abyss versus The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. Man.
You did what? You said
I haven't seen The
much.
Abyss.
Oh, okay.
You guys go first.
I'm going Abyss.
I'm going Abyss, too.
You could make it a tie. Or?
I'll make it a tie. That way it's not my fault.
The Abyss.
Mister, I don't care what you people
mermaid.
Think of my choices. But
Andrew may not be the right age to have seen The Abyss. It's not like it's on cable every 2 minutes.
No, that's not it. It's 50-50 in my heart. That's why.
Okay.
It's, yeah. He said mermaid.
The Poseidon Adventure versus Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates.
Pirates.
I'm going Poseidon.
He's going to choose Pirates.
Those shorts are freaking me out, man. He has thick legs. Pirates versus Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Pirates.
Yeah, I'll go Pirates too. I'm gonna have to rewatch The Little Mermaid like tonight.
It's got the.
I'll go Pirates just because I know Andrew will vote for Little Mermaid
it's got
anyway.
Kiss the Girl.
I think, yeah, Kiss the Girl's my favorite song.
What a great song.
Yeah.
Wow, that is not what I expected to win Best Movie Ever set in the sea.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. Let me know. I'm just making my play. Don't try to push it. Just get out of my way. Oh, welcome back, guys. DGS on 97.1 here with Skip Weber doing Sweet 16. We just did the Elite Eight of waterbound movies, which Pirates of the Caribbean won, surprisingly. But, you know, did they make like
a
gazillion dollars, though?
Really
popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're going to do at least some of the movie important parts are filmed in the air. Could be a plane, could be a dirigible. So, to you, Skip.
Dirigible.
I'm going to go with Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It's comedy there. For those of you that didn't know that.
You know what I would love to put against it, but these two haven't seen it, I'm sure, is the original Airport. The one that Airplane's based on.
Yeah. I mean, when you watch that, that's a comedy now because of Airplane.
Oh, yeah. It
because
ruined
you,
it.
Oh, it's so funny watching the different things that happen. Yeah. That happen.
Roger.
Exactly.
Tones?
Airplane was my number one pick, too. I'm going to go heart pick and say Top Gun.
Yeah, I love it. That was my
dad. One of his favorite movies.
That was the one everyone was going to go, whoa, yeah. But I just gave you a little bit because I wanted it.
Oh, thanks.
My guilty pleasure, I'm between two, and I don't think anyone's going to have either of these. I'll let you pick. Air Force One or Die Hard 2?
I had Air Force One.
Okay.
I had forgotten about Die Hard 2, which is great. Either one of those.
Those are both great.
They're both great. They're both great.
Rich?
I struggled with this one. The Aviator, have you guys seen that?
Yeah. Leonardo?
Mm-hmm.
About Howard Hughes?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Okay.
I mean, it's more of a courtroom movie than the airline.
He's up there. It's the whole name. He's the Aviator.
I'm going to go.
Peeing in bottles.
Here's one that I was surprised I liked as much as I do. This is one of these that's much more recent than some of the other ones that I always watch if it's ever on. And that is Sully.
Oh,
was it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that because we had never talked about that in
really
any other category.
It did because I'm like. I really like
that movie.
I don't write very many down when we do an Elite Eight. And like Airplane's gone, Top Gun's gone,
like,
Sully's
no
gone. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
that was such
I don't
a
have
good,
that many.
It was well done with the special effects. And then it was, I think it was really well written, and Tom Hanks was great.
And it's very true to the actual
hearing. And the hearing part of that, when he
amazing.
Proves that how much of a hearing cool. was, is great.
I could watch that, just that
Me
part.
Too.
The
Me
hearing
too.
Part.
Yeah.
Over and over again, when he proves them wrong.
I love
it's
it.
So great.
The very credit and very end of the credits, when they show the real guy meeting with the real people, and they're all, because, I mean, he saved all their lives. It's great.
And it's and it's super accurate to the actual event too. Yeah. Crap, I am like about tapped out.
It's okay.
Snakes on a Plane.
Dude, you took mine.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm off.
I thought you would say that one.
Yeah, I don't like that movie.
Oh, that's right. You're the one that didn't like that. Yeah.
It's too sad for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one, I won't put it on because, again, no one's seen it. But have you ever seen Jimmy Stewart in Spirit of St. Louis?
Yeah.
Where he's Lindbergh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so Jimmy Stewart.
Right.
He's like, oh, I'm going to eat a sandwich. Scotland. I think it's Scotland. It's so good, though.
Fly over the ocean.
Now he's Edward G. Robinson.
Exactly.
I've seen it 100 times, and he has to be wheels up at dawn, and he didn't sleep the night before, so he has one night to sleep, and he doesn't sleep. And it just makes you crazy, because he has to be in the air for like 8 days or whatever it is. I will go with Alive.
The one
they eat each other.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Rach,
one where they eat each other.
The only other one I had on my list was Castaway, so just throw them out.
Castaway.
Okay.
It'll be on both. It's kitchen.
It's going to lose on both.
Okay.
Stupid volleyball
Airplane
movie.
Versus Top Gun.
I got to go Airplane. It's just so funny.
I have a question. I think about this all the time, like with Passengers. So Castaway, you're there for a year, so much so that you're talking to a volleyball. And then someone else washes up. But within a few weeks, you hate them. You hate them. Do you kill them?
No. I just go to the other side of the island.
Yeah. What if they won't leave you alone?
What if you're afraid they'll kill you?
Yeah, if you're afraid,
Tony's talking sense.
If I was afraid that they would kill me, then yes, I would kill them. But if they were just annoying, I would not kill them.
I can't imagine not.
There's a Billy Zane movie that is exactly this scenario. I can't remember what it is.
I can't imagine.
It's like
he's in
guys,
Titanic.
Yeah. There's like it's like either a boat crash or a plane crash.
Oh, Dead Calm.
And they're on a and they're. It's them two and one of their wives.
Yeah,
it's like a couple and a
Nicole
crazy
Kidman
person.
And Sam Neill.
Yeah, and they do not like each other. And so it's like, are they going to kill each other? Are they going to? They keep trying to sabotage each other. Mm. Yep.
Airplane or Top Gun?
Can't we all get along on the deserted island?
I got to go Airplane.
Yeah.
Iconic. Started a whole genre.
And that is difficult for me to vote against Top Gun.
Air Force One versus The Aviator.
Air Force.
I'll vote against myself.
I think I would go with The Aviator too if it didn't already lose. I like The Aviator.
Wow, he just hit you.
No.
Sully versus SOP. What's that?
Snakes on a Plane.
There you go.
Oh.
I got to go Sully.
Sully, yeah. Even though they do have the same iconic line.
Yes.
Alive versus Cashew.
Castaway.
Alive.
Okay, there's your final four. Airplane versus Air Force One.
Airplane.
Sully versus Alive.
Sully.
Okay, Skip, what's going on at Weber before we get to the final?
Well, I've now started to nickname all of my lots the comb over. Because it's trying to cover various
bald spots
with lesser and lesser things. I mean, Columbia is the worst because it has all that full highway frontage, but everybody's out of vehicles. It's just so bad. But we're still selling them like crazy. We actually got in a pretty good amount, the most vehicles in a month since like last September, but we sold them at such a high pace that we still have a little bit less. And the pre-owned vehicles are still just
real
hard to get.
What's the driving force behind the run on cars?
I think, who knows? It's great. It's great incentives, and it's. I'm not positive it's that way everywhere in the country. I think it is though, because everybody's out of. But I don't know. I'm not hearing as many people complain as much as I am about being out of cars. But I think everybody is pretty low. But it's just. Who knows? I don't know. I think economics are not as bad as I think. Stimulus money maybe. Mm. You know.
What are you hearing on the chips?
The chips are going to be third quarter fix for us. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means July or September 30th. Mm-hmm. But we're getting a trickle of everything but Colorados and vans, which are, as we talked about last week, are built. There's them all over the St. Louis. Mm-hmm. But we're getting, you know, trickle of Equinoxes, Traverses, a decent amount of Silverados, Blazers, Trailblazers. So it's just, you know, one after the one, you know, few this day, and they're all sold half the time. And, you know, so here's the deal. The good thing is with three stores, we have three times the lots and three times the amount coming in. So each store has theirs coming in. So we can find you pretty close what you want on our lot or coming in. And then we also have gone back to doing more special ordering than we ever have. Because usually GM builds that outside of our normal allocation, so we can get it pretty quick.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it's this coming. And Ford the same way. It's the exact same way. So it's I'm telling you, all I can say is, with so few vehicles, if we didn't have such great deals, we wouldn't be in as much trouble. So it should tell you how great everything is. And then the pre-owned, we're giving you more money for trades than ever before. It's amazing how much money we get for trades.
You should be selling a bunch of Bronco Sports. Everywhere I go, people go crazy for it.
Yeah.
And I'm very apologetic about it. Rach has seen it. I'm like, well, it's not the real Bronco. I ordered that. And people are like, no, I want that one.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. We sell everyone we can get.
That's
everyone
great.
We can get. So
okay, the finals of the best movie set at least partially in the air, Airplane versus Sully.
Oh, man.
Airplane.
The Red Zone is for loading and unloading.
There are a few just real classics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Sully, though. I'm going to just be a little contrary and go Sully.
All right.
I'm not sure that I would always vote Sully on this, but I'm going to do it today.
Airplane.
Where'd you go? Okay. Airplane wins.
Airplane wins. Mm-hmm.
Airplane and Pilots of the Caribbean.
Pilots of the Caribbean.
Which way are we going?
Well, they both star Leslie Nielsen, don't they?
Yeah. Nielsen is Captain Jack Sparrow.
Exactly.
I'm actually going to go Pirates.
I'm going Airplane.
Airplane.
I'll make it Pirates just to see what Andrew says.
Yeah, see what he says.
Make sure you say Pirates.
Pilots.
Say Pilates. Pilates of the Caribbean.
Pilots
of the Caribbean.
All right.
You love to see it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.